call to order this park board meeting for Wednesday, July 16th. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Shar Tiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Okay, our first item is the meeting agenda.
I move that we approve the meeting agenda for Wednesday, July 16th, 2025, at PM.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? None. Roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Shar Tiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Our next item is approval of minutes for June 18th, 2025 regular meeting.
I'll motion to approve the minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes for June 18th, 2025 regular meeting.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? None. Roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Shar Tiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Doesn't look like we have any public comments for today, so we'll move right into the approval of the expense report. For June 2025, Park and Rec's expense report of $307,671.80.
I move that we approve the expense report for Park and Recreation for $307,671.80.
I'll second.
That's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? None. Roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Shar Tiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Now, the approval of the expense report for June 2025, Legends expense report for $179,998.77.
So moved.
Thank you.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? None. Roll call, please.
Spencer?
Yes.
Shar Tiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. We'll move on to old business. Any old business that we need to discuss? None? So we'll move on to new business. The new hires. Massillon City Schools, additional cameras, and a seal coat at Wofford Park.
I make a motion we approve the new hires.
Do you guys have anything to say about it?
If you have any questions, you gotta have a second first.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the new hires?
Spencer?
Yes.
Shar Tiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yep.
Rivera?
Yes. Next item is Massillon City Schools' request to shuttle from the rec center to Tiger Stadium home games.
Second. I'll do the first. I'll motion that we approve that.
I second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Just to explain, we've done this for them for a couple of years. So they've used the rec center parking lot on Friday nights, obviously. There are 9 home games, regular season. So for their home games, if they need to, people can park down here. And we have them parked over in the corner on that side. So it's out. We close at 8 o'clock on Fridays. So it hasn't been an issue.
Any costs?
No. No costs. It's all on them.
Any
Just a bunch of tips.
That's on them too. I don't really involve them now. We allow them, we have allowed them, so that's where we're at with that.
Roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Chartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Next item is additional cameras at the rec center not to exceed $15,000.
Motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Go ahead, Steve.
After we sent this out, I got this from ProTech. Okay, we have a ProTech system in the buildings. We're kind of tied to ProTech too, if we want to add anything.
Yeah.
We've had some issues in the back of the building mostly, and there are a couple blind spots within the building that we've noticed since we got our new system, since we upgraded our system 5 years ago. So they sent this yesterday afternoon. Their total on here is $14,380. And again, I got this after I sent this out. I can send this to everybody if you'd like, or if you'd like to look at it, whichever you'd like. We just have, that's about 8 cameras that we're gonna add to the building.
In the back?
In the back, and then there are 4 inside the building that are blind spots. We've had some issues again since we did this. You know, we didn't realize, well, we did, we duplicated the cameras from the previous install.
Uh-huh.
You know, we just upgraded all those. Well, then after the fact, you know, we've had some issues in the hallway upstairs or back by the doors.
I know.
So
how many cameras do you have total down here?
32 total. This will take us to about 40. With that being said, they have to add a little bit. They have to add some storage in there as well. Right now we have 45 days storage. Once they do this, it's going to go down to 28 days storage, which I don't think is going to be an issue. In the future, if we do need to add some more storage, we'll have that capability to get back up. We had one incident where the police came. We were at 32 days. There's been some at 25 days. So we've been fortunate to get back there. But I think we're going to be okay with 28 days after we've done that. So.
Most complaints usually are immediate.
Yeah, we usually, yes. Yeah, we don't normally have to go back more than a week or so.
Roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Chartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Last item is the seal coat and stripe Wampler Park parking lot not to exceed $13,000.
I make a motion we seal coat and stripe Wampler Park parking lot not to exceed $13,000.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I was hoping to get this done in the spring with the weather. We just couldn't get anybody out here. We do have one quote as of now. I'm waiting on another quote. I'm hoping to have that by the end of the week. I put that number on there. The quote that we have is 10995. Waiting on one more quote to receive to make that decision. But I didn't want to do it now because the splash pad's open. People walk through the new coating and walk up into the splash pad.
Right.
So the engineers designed it for us and then gonna give that to whoever gets the job. And we'll do that. I'd like to get that. The reason this is on the agenda now, I want to get that approved now if we could, and get it scheduled for the middle of September. The splash pad will close off after Labor Day, the day after Labor Day. So as soon as that's closed, I'm hoping I can just get this scheduled now once I get that other quote.
Makes sense.
It's definitely needed.
Yeah.
Roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Chartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Okay, we'll move on to the board reports. Joe?
Okay. Track every day, you know, actually sometimes twice a day. Today we've done twice a day because the geese moved, so he picks the thing back out again. Today's really bad, he sees it, he takes it back out before he leaves. Basin has been maintained pretty well this year. City did it for us twice. Now our tractor is running, so we've done it twice. And we've done the banks on Resi also, keeping them down. And all the banks on the creek have been done also at the same time. It looks pretty decent up there. Community park, the new netting was installed along Field 3, try to help protect the playground. Trimming on all the fences out there, and try to keep them down, make them nicer. We put a new sign and bulletin board up at Ganchet Park, put the schedules in. South Central, all the banks were trimmed also. And the banks, or the hills along 16th Street were done, all but the one towards the end, and he's going to come back and do that. Trash, as you know, mowing, still mowing every day, trimming every day. New playground mulch was installed at South Central, Shriver and Wampler. We got quotes to do some of the other ones. Put some picnic tables up at the splash pad until we get the new ones that match. I mean, there's a lot of use up there, and there's only like a bench and one picnic table, so we put some new ones up there for them. And the fields are now are getting used less often, so we are still dragging them to keep the weeds out of them since we redid them last year. He does the ones that aren't being used like twice a week, and then the ones that are used, he does them as they're being used, but trying to keep up on them so we keep the weeds out of them so we don't have the same problem we had in the past. And I talked to the instructor at the high school. He is on vacation. He's getting back next week, and we're going to meet up about the dugout structures to be built. He said he's very excited about doing it, so we're going to see what we can do in all the parks to have them do that.
I think that would be a good idea all the way around. I mean, it'd be a good deal for us, and sure, it'd be great for them. Thank you, Joe. Carrie?
Yeah, as you guys know, we've had quite a summer so far with the weather. But with that said, we're actually up $19,000 from last year. So our food and beverage side is up 25 grand, which is helping us out a lot. Golf side's down only about 9,000 from last year. So we're kind of balancing out, which is great. We have an operating profit year to date of $114,000. So we have some good months coming up. Banquets year to date, he's done 35 this year versus last year he did 29 at this time. We're still waiting on the parking lot to be asphalted, to be paved, still waiting on the concrete. So all the projects kind of have been pushed back due to the weather. Everybody's running behind. So
sand, too.
Sand, we haven't been able to get anybody yet. So what's probably going to happen is we're probably going to have to try and do at least one or two of the traps ourselves. But the problem with that is we're going to lose probably about four people when the school starts. So we're going to be shorthanded on the grounds crew. It's really hard finding people this year. I mean, as far as like those who work on sand traps, the guy that usually doesn't hasn't been available. So
I think people just in general.
Yeah.
To come back for another paycheck, can't really get the first one.
Was the debt payment for the Legends made this month? It's usually made in June, isn't it?
Yeah, they make it in June.
Do you know what the debt payment was?
I have it.
Thank you.
$428,750.
Thanks, Carrie.
Sure.
Okay, thank you, Carrie.
Carolyn?
Let's see. I was on vacation for a while, so the senior center only had 13 days of operation in June. But I had good turnouts for everything. I did my senior barbecue at the Massillon Eagles, and I had 70 people at that. We did an Akron Rubber Ducks game, 22 people went. That was co-sponsored with Meadowlands Nursing Home. They helped defray the cost. We had rented a loge, and unfortunately, the third inning, it rained so hard that they canceled the game, so.
Well, you're okay.
Yeah. But it was a lot of, you know, work and expense to not be able to get to spend the day, so we were disappointed. But I had my men's breakfast and had a nice turnout for that. Things are going well at the senior center.
Thank you, Carolyn. Deanna?
We offer 43 fitness classes for the month of June. We received a sponsorship from Lift Up Balloons and Designs, who donated a balloon arch for the Little Miss Liberty and Little Uncle Sam pageant that was worth $300. We had our outdoor movie, which actually was moved indoors because of the weather, on June 27th. We've had two summer volleyball tournaments that were held on June 21st and June 28th. We had a total of 26 teams, so about 1,000 to 1,200 people that were in and out of the facility on those weekends. Our adult softball have a few weeks left. They're looking to end around August 12th with their last tournament date. Our memberships are actually down by only 6 total, but the revenue is up, revenue was up about $600 for the month of June. We also sold a difference of 1,890 day passes compared to May, which was a difference of $14,742. So a lot of people in to swim during these summer months.
When did they make the payment on the rec center? Is that also made in June?
I think it was June.
Do you know what that payment is?
600, I want to say 620. I have the debt schedule with me, but.
You're close though, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Thank you, Deanna.
Yeah.
Steve?
Okay, the splash pad, I say the word it is complete, but there are a few things that are going to come back and straighten up after we close it down. Nothing complicated, just a few punch lists. There's one crack in the concrete. It's a small hairline, and like when the came from the west side, water got underneath over the winter. But other than that, there's a few minor details, and they're coming back. But everything is running correctly. Everything's running well. And as I said earlier, there's people there all day, every day. It's open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's on a timer. All you have to do is touch the sensor, and it goes on for 6 minutes at a time. It goes off, you touch it again. The North Reservoir restroom, still waiting on a design or a stamped engineered drawing. Trying to get that as soon as possible to get it done. That's the same as the Longdale Pavilion, the gazebo. Reservoir Park project, we are resubmitting that for phase 2 and 3. We should be moving with phase 1, the North Bank restoration, the stream bank restoration, probably in the fall to get that bid out. We're hoping once the permits come in. Once those come in, we're ready to go. As Joe stated earlier, the community park netting is done. Legends, we're still waiting down there for the paving. Lincoln Park will be paved or seal coated and striped within the coming weeks. Speed bumps at Reservoir are in. They finished those today. We had one last week. They finished, put the other one in today. So.
Now, question, is it like a speed bump or is it a speed table?
No, just a speed bump.
Just a bump.
And we'll be able to remove them in the winter.
Okay.
They're hard plastic coated and, you know, they're screwed in, and
right,
we will be able to remove those in the winter for the plows.
Okay.
Because if we don't, they're gonna tear them up. So
how many are there?
Two. One right by the tennis courts, and and then the other one is up around the corner between Hankins and the corner there.
Yeah, that's the one I noticed.
And the street department put up nice bright yellow signs for us, so they're in.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
Move to adjournment.